guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Av. If you're new here, hey, welcome. If you're not, welcome back. Very excited to have you guys here. For those who don't know, I'm a pop artist here in Nashville, and basically I do this podcast to document my independent artist journey in real time. I just kind of chat about random things that I learn on the daily here living in Nashville, and I share what I learn at Belmont University, where I'm studying right now
and graduating
in December. Doesn't feel real yet. Anyway, so basically we talk about all sorts of things, from music business to funny stories that happened to me as a musician, to tips and tricks that I've learned, all sorts of things. It's gorgeous, grand, lovely, glorious. I can't wait to share it all with you guys. A few disclaimers. One being, I'm sitting in my car recording, right? So I've never done this before. Normally I do it in my room, but I got home from class today and I got into my room. I lit my candles. I turned my lights off. I put my little salt lamp on. I plugged everything in and I got all ready to record. And I literally clicked record and got through, "Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast." And I heard my roommate walk in. So the way our little condo is set up is it's a 2-bedroom apartment, and then we have a living room out, you know, out, whatever. We have a living room. And so she walked in the front door and was in the living room kind of like doing her thing. And I just kind of ignored it. I just kept going with my intro. But then shout out Lauren. She like turned on the TV and started like blasting music. And then she was like singing along to it and cooking. And I was like, I don't want to mess up her vibe. She's chilling right now. So I packed up all my stuff and I'm in my car now. But it's good and grand because it's great sound quality. There's literally no sound distractions. And I'm all alone. I don't have to worry about anyone judging what I'm saying. It's gorgeous. Maybe I'll do this from now on. Anyway, let's get into the stuff you actually care about listening to. Okay. So I just want to catch you guys up on what my life has been like and just share what I've learned. So the last time I recorded was the beginning of this year. I recorded in January of 2021, okay? So that was a very long time ago. Currently, it's August 31st, all right? So season 2 went great, got all my episodes up. Spring semester was great. I was so busy. I had classes, I was running around like a mad woman, like going to different writers' rounds, dating a musician, blah, 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 all the things, okay? So lots to tell you guys. And then I had the craziest summer of my life, and that's what I really wanted to talk about in this episode, because it was such a milestone for me in my music career, and honestly a milestone for me in my personal life too, that I just wanted to share it and like share what I learned, update you guys. Hopefully you guys care enough. With all that said, we're gonna start in May, all right? We're gonna start with the power of manifestation, because what else would we talk about? I mean, I'm sorry. What else would we talk about? So here's the thing. I'm gonna set up the scene for you. So I'm coming off spring semester. It was a crazy semester. I was so burnt out by the end of it. Oh my gosh, I was so burnt out. And that is a whole nother episode I'm doing on time management and preventing burnout and recovering from burnout. That is a whole different thing, okay? So we'll talk about that another day. But I was super burnt out and I decided to go home for a few weeks, and then I was going on a little vacation, okay? So I went home and then I went to Florida, and then when I got back from Florida is when I kind of panicked, because prior to these little vacations, I set myself up for what I really wanted to be, just like a really successful summer. But when I do that, it's like my eyes are bigger than my stomach, kind of. Like I spread myself way too thin sometimes. I'm like, oh yeah, that's, I can handle all that, right? So prior to my vacations, I was like, perfect. I'll get an internship, I'll get a job, and I'll take 6 summer classes, and then I'll graduate early. Gorgeous. Amanda, what is wrong with you? No, literally, what's wrong with you? So I set all of that up for myself. I spent months trying to find an internship. I spent months working towards taking those summer classes, you know, like making sure I got good grades in all of my spring classes, studied for all of those, made sure that I could take all the prereqs during the summer. Like, and then I was like, when I get back from vacations, I'm going to try to find a job. So I get back and I have the internship lined up. I have summer classes registered for. I had already begun my summer classes in May, the beginning of May. And there was one day that I just sat down with myself and looked at a few of the May master classes, like the syllabi, and I had like a temper tantrum. I was like, how am I going to do all of this? Because I don't know if you've ever heard of May master or taken a May master class. It's essentially a 4-week class, but the curriculum is that of 16 weeks. It's just smushed together. So like you're doing hours and hours of work every single day of the month to be able to get the credit out of the way in 4 weeks, okay? So I took 3 of those. Why? Guys, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Again, like I said, it's like eyes bigger than your stomach type of thing. Like I was just like, I can do it. I can handle it. I'll just be motivated. Well, so I'm sitting there looking at my course load, my workload, and I'm like, how? And then I was thinking to myself, all right, how am I going to complete this work, first of all? Second of all, how am I going to complete the work and then complete this internship twice a week? Which twice a week is not a lot. It was 12 hours a week. It's not a lot. But coupled together, it was going to be a lot. And then I was like, and I need to get a job because how am I going to pay to live here all summer, you know? So I call my mom crying and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Help. And she was like, my mom is just like one of those brutally honest people. If any of you know my mom, you'd be like, oh God, here we go. She literally just dead ass was like, you're dumb. She was like, why would you do that to yourself? And I was like, I don't know. I was trying to be ambitious. And she was like, well, sucks, figure it out. And I was like, well, I'm asking you to help me, like whatever. So she's like, all right, well, if you can't get a job, you're gonna have to eat McDonald's. I'm like, mom, you're literally not helping at all. She was dead serious. She was like, if you can't find a job, you're gonna have to eat in McDonald's, figure it out. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to eat at McDonald's, which is fine. Oh my God, Amanda, like you're fine, you're a spoiled brat, you have to eat at McDonald's. Oh my God. But it's just it was the process of thinking through like what I had done and how I was going to fix it, whatever. Essentially, the only thing I knew how to do the next day was write in my journal and manifest. This is where it comes full circle. I'm talking about the power of manifestation, okay? I was at a point of like, I have no idea how I'm going to complete this work, how I'm going to complete this internship, and how I'm going to find time in the pockets of the day where I really could be sleeping, or breathing for that matter, and I'm going to find a job to fill those pockets, right? So in my journal, I just manifest. I'm like being very straightforward and hopeful and direct and clear about what I want. I was just like, I'm going to be working a job that is flexible. I'm only needed a few days a week. I can create my own hours for the most part, and I'm getting paid enough to live comfortably in Nashville this summer while fulfilling all of the other tasks that I have to complete. Okay? That's what I said. I will try to find a picture of my journal entry somewhere for you guys. Kid you not, ask Megan, my best friend, DM her on Instagram, do it, or ask anyone that was on that trip. My friends came in to visit me. I put down my journal that day and I finished the work that I could. And then Megan said, hey, since she was in town, she was like, hey, do you want to go shopping? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I don't really know what else to do. I've done everything that I could today, whatever. So we go shopping on 12 South and I arrive at a jewelry stand that I know the owner at. I know the founder of the jewelry stand. And I go up to her. I'm like, hey, Pearl, what's up? She's like, hey, Amanda, what's going on? And she is very intuitive, and she just kind of looked at me. She's like, are you good? And I was like, I was like, I'm surviving. And she was like, no, seriously, what's going on? And I was like, I'm fine. I really don't need to talk about it. And she was like, well, she's like, this is weird and I don't know if this will help, but I'm actually hiring. I go, you're joking. Guys, for some context, Pearl has been running her own jewelry business for 6 years by herself. Okay? 6 years by herself. She has not wanted help. She has not been looking for help. The only reason I knew her is because she was my first friend in Nashville. I like went down 12 South the first few days that I was here, like touring Belmont. I was there by myself. I introduced myself to her and I just said, oh, I love your jewelry business. And she said, hey, if you're new to town, like here's my number. Let's get coffee. You need a friend. We get coffee that week. Great, grand. I've been visiting her stand ever since. She was my first friend in Nashville. So really this story has two full circle moments. One being the power of divine timing. Like, are you kidding me? Like, she was my first friend in Nashville, came full circle. Interesting. And then the synchronous part of it being that I manifested it that day and I was very clear about what I wanted and I literally surrendered. Like, I gave up on my schoolwork that day and I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going job searching. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I don't know what to do. It's basically, I said, it's in the universe's hands. And in hours, not even, within a few hours, I got a job. I got a job that pays me well. My boss is amazing. Pearl's one of my best friends. I basically create my own hours. I work on the weekends because I want to. And I tell her what hours I want to work. So yeah, that is true. And it's flexible. I'm only needed a few days a week. Like, it was perfect. And it's because I manifested it. So, if you're not into all that shit, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. Go figure something else out for yourself. But that was my story on manifestation, and it's really important. And so, with all that said, I'm going to segue into the rest of the summer so that you guys can, you know, hear about the things that I did and learn from them as well. So that was the first thing. So I got this job. So now this is what my schedule looks like for the summer. I have class every single morning, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. I would bust over to my internship at Smack Songs from 11:15. I work till 5, okay? And then after 5, I would normally just go to like a writer's round or something to network or do homework. But on Thursday nights, I had a 4-hour night class. So Thursdays, I had class from 9 a.m. to 11, smack from 11 to 5, and then class from 5:30 to 9:30. Thank you. Thank you. Eyes bigger than your stomach, Amanda. Don't ever do that to yourself again, because you know damn well I didn't listen in that 4-hour night class. I'm sorry. I'm going to admit it. Professor was so nice. She was so nice. Literally, I should have paid attention. She was nice. Me giving one reason she's nice. But I did not listen because I didn't give myself the energy or space to. And that's not good because that's just inefficient. Like, you're working harder, not smarter. You know what I mean? So anyway, Thursdays were absolutely insane for me and they really wore me out. But on the weekends, I worked for Pearl, which I wanted to do. And I'm so thankful that I had that job and still do. So it, you know, it wore me out for the weekends, but then Fridays I would get up 9 a.m., go get all the jewelry, set it up on a very, you know, 95 degrees at 9 a.m. outside in the middle of July in Nashville and sit there from, be open, quote unquote open, from 10 a.m. to like 6 or 7. I'd do it all again Saturday, and then normally Sunday I'd have like either the 10 to 2 or the 3 to 7 shift. That was my summer. So no, it wasn't relaxing. No, I didn't eat 3 meals a day. No, I didn't have money. I just got by the skin of my teeth. Now, if we're being completely transparent, I did fail a class. I did. I took 6 summer classes. I had a job and an internship. What do you expect of me? Literally, what do you expect of me? I don't know what to tell you. And I'm saying that in the way that, oh my God, there's people walking by my car right now and I'm simply recording. How embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It really is. They didn't notice. Imagine. Okay. Point of the story being, I did fail a class. It's okay. I'm retaking it this fall and I'm still graduating. It's fine. But another lesson learned from me, please don't spread yourself too thin because, again, you want to work smarter, not harder. And I did get a lot accomplished this summer and I was busy every single day. And I did manage to have fun every day as well as working hard, but it was a lot. And I ended the summer being really burnt out. And like I said, we'll get into a whole nother episode about that, but it's not worth it to get burnt out. You know what I mean? And it's unhealthy and all the things. Okay. So with all that said, so now that you have context about what my summer looks like, and I already talked about my job, which was fabulous, I want to talk about my internship and let you guys know what I learned and what I would have done differently or how you can get your internship, whatever. We'll just talk a little bit about it. Just chat. So I spent months looking for an internship in the spring. It took me months. So just if you're looking to get an internship, please know that it does not fall out of the sky. Just keep this in mind. I'm in a very highly concentrated city of musicians, music companies, entertainment companies. I'm literally in the music industry. I live next to Music Row, and it took me months to find an internship. So amplify that by whatever exponent yours is going to be, your job search is going to be, based on your factors. You know, I'm not trying to say that being in Nashville is better or easier. It's not. That's literally my point, is like, it was still really hard to get an internship. So give yourself the space and time. Don't wait till the last minute. And it's going to take hard work. It's literally not going to be an online application and you're going to get it. I don't know anyone that just got an internship off the bat like that. And if they did, it was fake and it wasn't, and it ended up being a shitty experience for them. So that's one thing I learned, is it takes a lot of persistence, a lot of following up, make a spreadsheet of all the companies you'd love to intern for, find the contacts, reach out to them, follow up, thank them. You have to do it for every single one. It's just, there's no way around it. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe if you know someone and they can just get you in, but that's just not, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe if someone has a different experience, they can let me know, but everyone that I've talked to, like in my circle and the community, it took a while for them to find an internship. So that's number one thing I learned. So I applied, everything. It was good and grand. I started it in June, and here's just a funny experience. So I began my internship on a Thursday. And, I get there and we're all talking and everything's great. And basically there was this event that I got invited to later that day, because Walker Hayes' single, Fancy Like, was released that night. And depending on when you're listening to this, you know how big Fancy Like got. So it was really cool to be able to be there for that event, and work closely with him and his team and everything like that. So that was really, really fun and cool. I can't say too much because of confidentiality reasons, but I think that's okay to say. I mean, I think that's obvious. I worked with him and his team because he's signed to Smack. So anyway. So with all that said, everyone at Smack ended up being so great. I was so nervous. Oh my gosh. I was studying for hours for this internship. I just didn't want to be incapable of doing anything. Like, I didn't want my supervisor to hand me a task and be like, can you do this? And me being like, I've never like done that before, but like, do you want to show me? Like, I just did not. So I studied my music business textbooks. I memorized everyone in the office's name and face, like, and their experience and their history, like what they've done, their job and what they've done, their career experience, like literally everything. So that I went in and I was shaking hands. I'm like, hi, so-and-so, like, hello? Hello? Sorry. My computer shut off and did this really weird thing that it's never ever done. Don't know. Anyway, so I studied really hard for my internship and got there, and I'm really glad that I did, because I was able to shake hands with everyone in the office and like address them by name, which they were like, oh, I didn't know you know who I am. I'm like, if only you knew how many hours I spent studying everything. And I, you know, in my head, I'm like, yeah, and I also know you went to Berkeley studying this, graduating this year. It's like stupid. Anyway, my experience at SMAC was absolutely amazing. I was given tasks that were mainly just like administration tasks, which were fine because it helped me get to know our catalog and it helped me get to know the softwares that we use and just like basically the SMAC things, you know, like every publishing house and every company has its own culture and its own way of doing things, organizing things. So like having those admin tasks really taught me a lot about publishing in general, and then also how like SMAC specifically does it. So it was really cool to learn about all of that. Basically, I just got to listen to demos. Basically, some of my tasks were listening to demos, writing out lyrics for different songs and demos and things like that. Keeping the office tidy and organized, greeting the songwriters and taking them to their designated writer's room, making the writers feel comfortable, getting them coffee, getting them snacks, and basically just asking a lot of questions, and also getting to attend SMAC events, which was really fun and made my experience like just that much more meaningful, because I really did feel like I was representative of SMAC at those events. Like, I got to stand with everyone and like meet people, and it was really, really cool. It was really cool. I ended up meeting a ton of people that I have either looked up to for years, or just people that I never thought I'd meet. Like, it was so cool. People strolled into the office and I was like, wow, suppressed fangirl. That's crazy. Like, whatever. So it was a really, really great and cool experience. A few things that I would advise anyone that's looking to go into the music industry or work in it professionally is you have to suppress your fangirl. It's really looked down upon if you make it at all known that you're a fan of someone's, because the way it was explained to me is that you want these people who are quote unquote known, or in the public eye, to feel like they have a safe space to come to, you know, when they're co-writing or in the office and stuff like that. So you never want to isolate them and make them feel like, you know, there's fans there, because they don't feel like they can be comfortable and they don't feel like they can talk freely and act freely and things like that. So it, you know, I just thought that was a really important point. And it also just reflects your professionalism. Like, you definitely want to be professional about it. And it was hard for me a few times. Like, I didn't let it show, but you know, like, some of my favorite songwriters walked into SMAC, and I would just have to, like, shake their hand to take them to their writer room and pretend that, like, I don't know who they are. And it sucked for me as a fan, like, because I was like, no way. Like, no way. So, but I would just be like, hi, how can I help you? What can I get you? You want coffee? Like, you know, you just have to suppress the fangirl. So that's my second piece of advice. Like, seriously, it's a reflection of your professionalism, and it's really important in this town. So play cool. And I'm not good at doing that, but I managed to do it. So if I can, you can. Okay. The other thing I learned from my internship would be just not to say no to any task. Even if you feel like there's tasks piling on top of you, just say yes, 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 and communicate how and when you're going to get all of it done. Because there were days that I was like rushing to get everything done before 5 o'clock, and either I would stay afterwards and finish, or I would just communicate that I was going to finish it the first thing the next day that I came in. And my supervisors always appreciated that. And honestly, like, they as long as I communicated it, they were just cool with whatever I ended up doing, as long as things got done, you know. And at the beginning of every day, I would ask, like, if there was like which tasks were most urgent, you know what I mean? And if some other people in the office who weren't my direct supervisors asked if I could run their errands for them, I would always check with my supervisors first and then also ask them at what times would they need me to do those things. Because obviously you want to prioritize the tasks that your supervisor gives you and then do the other errands for everyone else in the office. But you also don't want to mess anything up for the other people in the office. Like, for example, you know, I would have my tasks lined up for the day and like in the order that I was going to do them. And then someone would come over and be like, hey, would you mind, you know, doing merch inventory for this artist? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then I'd be like, is there a time that you need this done? And they were like, oh yes, by 3 o'clock needs to be done. They're being picked up at 3 o'clock. Like if I didn't ask that and I waited till I was done with the rest of my tasks, that would have screwed up so much and would have been a terrible reflection on me. So that's my advice, is just to like be really communicative and prioritize your work in the order that it's urgent. And everything should be fine. Like you're an intern, you're not expected to know everything or do everything perfectly or in 6 hours of a unpaid day, like, you know what I mean? So just be communicative and everyone should be receptive of that. And if they're not, just like I said, communicate and get your point across and advocate for yourself while also trying to compromise, you know, just people skills. You know how to do it, you got it. And if, like I said, if you have any questions or like if there's ever a situation that you're like fantasizing about at the, you know, when before you're going to bed, like, oh my God, what if this happens at my internship? What do I do here? Feel free to DM me, like I said, on my Instagram at @_avmusic, AVE music, because I could probably at least help you through it. Not that I know all the answers, but at least like talk about it with you and like give you my, what I would do or like what I think I would do in that situation. And we can like brave it together? So, that's my advice with that. Let's see. Okay, and then at the end of my internship, I guess the last thing I would leave you with as far as my internship is I just wrote every single person in the office thank you notes. I don't think that that was necessary. I wrote everyone in the office thank you notes because I didn't work closely with everyone in the office, but I probably did something for them at some point in those 10 weeks, and they probably helped me with something in those 10 weeks. And they, you know, were they welcomed me into the office and into their team and into their space. So that's, you know, I'm grateful for that. So that's basically what I thanked them for at the end. And it was the best thing. On my last day, I handed out my thank you notes and I got to talk to every single person individually, and just basically like say thank you for the individual things that I did for that person. And all of them were so receptive to it and so nice. It didn't last more than a few minutes with every single person, but it was just nice to have like a bow on every single person. Like, not a bow. Like, I'm trying to say, I said goodbye to every single person in the office and thanked them. And like, everyone knows that I was the intern and that, and the work that I did, and they got to say goodbye to me and they know my plans for the future. And almost all of them said, don't be a stranger, come back whenever, we're here to help you. And I just thought that was so nice. It was the best way to end. And because of all that, I do know now that I'm welcome in the office and I'll probably stop by at some point with munchkins and just hang out, you know? So it was absolutely amazing. Overall, my experience at SMAC was amazing. I did work that I felt was very meaningful. It was definitely a taste of like the real world because you're sitting in an office all day and like doing real world stuff that like matters. Like I was doing work that was being sent to like big, huge labels and like that was on me. Like that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like I was writing out lyrics for albums that were being released by big labels. I can't use names. I'm sorry. I just can't. It's not right if I do that. But like that's crazy that that was my work and my tasks. So definitely very, very cool, very interesting. I learned a ton. I made a ton of great relationships. I met a ton of people. I have so many memories and I experienced so many things. And overall, it was literally such a milestone in my music business career. So highly recommend getting an internship at a company that you didn't think you'd ever be able to work for. Like, it's possible. Like, just keep applying and being persistent and connecting with the people in that community because it's possible. Quick tidbit. On my first day at SMAC, I shook hands with someone and he recognized me. I knew who he was, but he recognized me and he was like, "Hey, do I know you? How do I know you?" And I was like, "We actually had a networking call during the pandemic. I messaged you on LinkedIn and just wanted to like know about you because I was really interested in working at SMAC." And everyone in the office kind of laughed and they're like, "No way, that's so cool. Like, that came full circle." And I was like, "It absolutely did. And like, thank you so much for getting in the call with me." Not that he was the one that got me the internship at all. He didn't even know I got hired. But it's just interesting how that stuff happens. And like, at the time I was on the phone with him being like, "Wow, like, SMAC is such a great company. I'd love to work for you guys someday. Like, thank you so much for getting on this call with me." Like, he was on such a pedestal, you know? And it's just seemed so far-fetched. And SMAC is still on that pedestal for me. And everyone at that office is, I mean, it's still such a huge honor to have worked there. And it was definitely humbling. But it was just crazy how it became tangible. You know what I mean? Like, I got there and it came full circle. And I was like, wow. So I did accomplish this. This was possible. It wasn't some impossible daydream. You know what I mean? Okay. So enough about my internship. I could go on and on all day about it because it was literally life-changing. But go out there. If you have any internship questions, let me know. Hit me up. We'll talk all about it. Love it. Okay. Moving forward. Okay. So we discussed my internship. We discussed my job. I don't really feel the need to talk about my classes. Like I said, I failed one, just being honest with you guys. I didn't put a ton of effort into them because I didn't have the energy. So I guess that's my last segue into this last part of the episode. Time management was really probably the hardest that it's ever been for me this summer. It was a really huge challenge, and I did get so much accomplished, and I was really productive and like had a lot of great things going on. And because I did all those things this summer, I'm able to have a much more relaxed fall and I'm able to graduate early and things like that. But it was a lot, and I don't really recommend someone taking 6 summer classes, completing an internship and completing and having a job at the same time. I really don't recommend that. I recommend working hard, but I don't recommend spreading yourself too thin, because I really, like, my days were jam-packed and I was really tired. Like, I kept saying to people, "Can I curse on this podcast? It's my podcast." All right. If you are offended by cursing, skip this part. I don't know what to tell you. But every time someone would ask me this summer, like, "How are you? What's up? How are you doing?" I would just be like, you know, busy as fuck, but happy as fuck. And I still love that because it still applies to my life. Like, I still am. But I said it to keep things positive and to, like, keep my mindset positive. But, like, on the inside, I was, like, busy as fuck and, like, dying as fuck. Like, I was really tired. Every time I got on the phone with my mom, she was like, "Why do you sound exhausted?" I'm like, "Because I am." She's like, "Well, why don't you like take off from work?" I'm like, "I can't. I need to feed myself this week." Like, you know what I mean? So I would not recommend spreading yourself that thin. And if you could learn anything from my experience, is to make sure your eyes are not bigger than your stomach. And also, if you end up in a situation like that where you are just spread way too thin, please make it a priority to give yourself alone time and actual relaxation time. I hate the word self-care because I think society has made it into this like project, and that's literally defeating the purpose of self-care. That's like, people are like, "I did self-care. I cleaned my whole room. I cooked a whole dinner. I like brushed and whitened my teeth. And then I did like my whole skincare routine." I'm like, "You did not rest, girl. What are you talking about? You did not rest? Like, what are you on?" I mean, if that's therapeutic and relaxing to you, go for it. But my version of self-care, if you want to use that freaking term, is laying in my bed and watching YouTube videos that give me life. As in, any dance video, any choreography concept video, any spiritual video. I watch Gem Goddess on YouTube a lot. If you guys if you guys are into like a spiritual gal on YouTube, I watch her all the time, and that's like therapeutic for me, is just sitting there and mindlessly watching something like that. I don't really watch Netflix. I don't really watch movies. I guess if I had to watch a movie, I would probably watch like the Reputation Tour documentary thing because that's therapeutic to me. And the point of self-care is to like recharge, and things that recharge me in that way are things that feed my soul. So like watching the Taylor Swift documentary feeds my soul and like motivates me to be an artist, and watching those dance videos gives me life and like brings me back to being on a dance team and things like that. Watching my old YouTube videos sometimes is therapeutic, not always because it's cringy, but it is almost like a sense of seeing how far I've come, and so like that's sometimes therapeutic. Watching my old videos in my camera roll, like that's self-care to me. So please prioritize some sort of relaxation / self-care time if you find yourself in a situation where you've spread yourself too thin, because I didn't do that enough this summer, and I was 100% burnt out by probably the beginning of August. I'd say the beginning of August, which is right when I went home, so it was fine and ended up being fine. But like when I got home, I literally slept. I slept for 2 weeks, and I did that back in the spring when I was burnt out and I came home for 2 weeks. I slept. And both times, my mom had the nerve to be like, Amanda, you've just, like, slept the whole time you're home. Like, I don't even know, like, what's wrong with you lately. Like, I looked at her. I said, don't. Literally don't. Literally don't. This past time that I was home, I was sitting in the living room with her. We were, like, she was watching some reality TV show, like, Real Housewives of New Jersey or something. And I was sitting with her, but I don't watch that stuff because it makes me anxious when they fight. So I was on my phone. She's also on her phone because she doesn't pay attention to the show she watches. I'll never understand it. But she's scrolling on Instagram and I'm scrolling on Instagram. We're sitting in the same room, sitting next to each other on the couch. And she has the nerve to look at me and go, Amanda, you spend way too much time on that thing. What are you on, TikTok? I looked at her with the deadliest stare. She like actually laughed because it was like I just looked at her, barely looked up, and I was like, excuse me? And she was like, what? And I was like, hold on. I was like, Miss World Traveler, I was like, you have been on from vacation to vacation this summer, in this place, that island, this place, that vacation, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me? Miss, I'm a teacher and I get the summers off and I just go and do whatever and relax all summer, and you're telling me to get off my phone? Okay. Okay. I just looked at her and I said, then put down your phone. And she goes, I'm not on TikTok. I go, I don't care what you're on. I said, you're on Instagram, are you not? And she like exited out of the app as if I couldn't see. And I go, don't even. I said, I will continue to scroll on my phone upstairs so that you don't judge me, because I have worked too hard all summer. I said, you know what? Actually, I said, let's compare our screen times. And we did. And guys, the results are in. It was hysterical. It was hysterical. Her daily average was like, I don't even know what her, it was like 9 hours or something. And mine was 4. I said, okay, that's going to be the last time you ever tell me to put down my phone. Thank you. Thank you. And she just laughed. I said, don't laugh. Don't laugh. It's not funny. It's not funny. Thank you. Okay. Point of a story. I think that's all I have for you this episode. If you have made it this far, Jesus Christ, you really think I'm entertaining, because I don't even want to listen to myself edit this. I don't want to. So thank you for listening. I hope that you learned a few things from me. One, compare your screen time with your mom's. Obviously, that's the big takeaway from this. I'm just kidding. I hope you learned some things from my experience this summer. I hope me just like letting you guys know exactly how it was, and like my just keeping it real with you guys, was some either relatable or like you learned something from it or something. Again, like I said, if you have any questions, you need any help with something, or you just want to hear about stuff in the later episodes this season, please DM me on Instagram at @_avmusic. In the next episodes, I think I'm going to be talking about burnout prevention. I had an idea to talk about like getting a job after college in the music industry and kind of what that job search looks like and all that stuff. I wanted to talk about releasing an album because that's what I'm doing currently, and I was thinking maybe I could talk to you guys about the process and like we could all just chat about it. So that's what's coming. Let me know if you have more ideas. I'm very, very open to them. And I'm going to sign off. I think I'm going to go inside. Maybe I'll go on TikTok. I've been working all day and it's 8:00. Like, maybe I should go inside. So thanks for listening, guys. It actually means a ton. I adore you. And I will talk to you in the next podcast episode. Bye.